And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Chancellor of the University of California, Berkeley, Robert M. Berdahl.
Not supposed to hiss. On behalf of the entire Berkeley community, I want to welcome everyone here tonight to this important lecture. Over the past year and a half, in countless ways each day, we've been forced to recognize that we no longer enjoy the security we once possessed. Our personal universe, defined by freedom, the freedom of action and movement it provided, has been substantially reduced as well. The world itself has become smaller as we come to recognize that struggles that once seemed remote are now quite immediate. And now, it would appear, we stand on the threshold of a war that may change us and our place in the world in ways we cannot begin to contemplate. It is important, therefore, that as a community of learners, we try to educate ourselves about the complexity of the issues that the world confronts. This forum today, along with others we've had on the campus, is a part of that effort. Given the attendance at the lectures and the demand for tickets, these forums, held in the course of this year, make it clear that there is a hunger for information, a desire to be informed by opposing points of view. This is what it means to be a university. And thus, the campus is co-sponsoring this event in this Zellerbach Hall with a tape-delayed television broadcast and a screening in Wheeler Auditorium for the overflow audience. And I think this represents a really wonderful opportunity for us to extend our learning. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Professor Edward Said from Columbia University as our distinguished visitor today. We're delighted that he's been able to join us. We know that this trip has been a difficult and an arduous one for Professor Said, and we're most grateful for his coming to Berkeley. Our own Professor Nizar Al-Sayed, of the Berkeley Center for Middle Eastern Studies, worked very hard to bring about this talk and indeed has been working for several years to bring Professor Said back to the campus. Professor Al-Sayed, who is chair of the Center for Middle Eastern Studies, is a prominent scholar of architecture and urban planning. As head of the Berkeley Center, he is a leading force in cultural studies. Please join me in welcoming to the podium Professor Al-Sayed.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the spring lecture series of the Center for Middle Eastern Studies. It is my great pleasure and honor to introduce our distinguished guest. Rarely does an academic lecture organized by an area study center garner such attention. In the week that the lecture was first announced, hundreds of students, faculty, staff, and members of the Berkeley community lined up outside the center and this hall, and in a matter of days, 2,200 free tickets were gone. Today, we all fill this hall, and there are others, 1,000 or so, awaiting a rebroadcast of this lecture elsewhere. How then to introduce such a commanding presence? Edward Said represents many different things to many different people, so perhaps a few words are justified. Edward Said was born and raised in Jerusalem. He spent his childhood years in Cairo, Egypt, before moving to the United States, attending Princeton and later Harvard, where he earned his MA and PhD degrees. In 1963, he began teaching at Columbia University, where he currently holds the position of University Professor of English and Comparative Literature. Edward Said is a writer, a scholar, a literary critic, and a political activist. As a writer, His work has an extraordinary range, possibly because he has lived on the cusp of so many cultures and has striven to connect disparate areas of experience, from the musical to the literary, from the First World to the Third World, and from the Orient to the West. His writings in popular media like the Arabic newspapers Al-Ahram and Al-Hayat and The Nation here in the United States are a testament to his tremendous intellectual energy. He has written more than 20 books, and his work has been translated into 35 different languages. As a scholar, Edward Said has been a major force. His seminal book, Orientalism, published in 1978, revolutionized academic inquiry and gave form to entirely new forms of scholarship, like postcolonial theory. In that book, Said shows how the Orient was produced and managed militarily, sociologically, scientifically, imaginatively, and above all, discursively, by Europe. Today, the concept of Orientalism is common parlance in academic and popular discourses, breaking down the divisions between history and critique, between knowledge and geopolitics, and between theory and action. Two important books, The Question of Palestine and Covering Islam, followed soon thereafter. Then there was the important book Cultural Imperialism, published in 1993, and the very touching memoir Out of Place in 1999. This body of scholarship was radical, for it showed that one cannot understand Western history, culture, and politics without giving a central place to colonialism and imperialism. As an activist and a political figure, Said has also emerged as the most articulate voice of the Palestinian question. Although a critic of Israel's occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, Said has often parted ways with the Palestinian Authority over many issues and has used his prominence in the Arab world to educate its people about the reality of the Jewish experience. As a public intellectual, Said has been widely recognized and honored. He is a member of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, the American Academy of Arts and Letters, the Royal Society of Literature, among many others. He has been awarded numerous honorary doctorates by several universities, including the University of Chicago, the University of Michigan, the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, Bayezid University in Palestine, and Jawaharlal Nehru University in India. His books, of course, have won a plethora of awards, too many to list here. Somehow, in his spare time, this remarkable man has the time to play the piano and write about music and opera. As many of you know, Professor Said has not been very well in recent years. But in this case, mortal diseases recede in the face of his rigorous intellectual life and his impassioned political engagement with the world. I would like to end this introduction with a small anecdote. Like many of us on this campus, I go every morning to Cafe Strada to get my cappuccino. Every day, between the hours of 8 and 9 a.m., stands a poor and dignified man panhandling outside the cafe. Through the years, he has come to see and know what I do on this campus. I do not know what made him decide never to extend his hand to beg from me. A few days ago, as I left the cafe, he did, in fact, extend his hand for the very first time. I expected to hear, "Can you spare some change?" Instead, he said loudly, "Do you have an Edward Said ticket for me?" Some of us would like to think of this as a Berkeley story, but I think of it as an Edward Said story. Please join me in welcoming Edward Said to our campus.
Thank you very much.